This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
Iguodala to inbound. Shumpert trying to stay with Curry. Catches one dribble, steps back, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound tip taken by Spades. Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions. Cleveland's long sports nightmare has ended. The drought is over. 52 years. Time to celebrate a title.
LeBron, have you heard of him? Playing with Kyrie, Irving, and them. It's all love in the corner.
Can you describe what you're feeling right now?
I set out a goal 2 years when I came back to bring a championship to the city. I gave everything that I had. I poured my heart, my blood, my sweat, my tears to this game, and against all odds, I don't know why we want to take the hardest road. I don't know why the man above gives me the hardest road, but it's nothing the man above don't put you in situations that you can't handle. And I just kept that same positive attitude, like, instead of saying, why me, they're saying this is what he want me to do. And Cleveland, this is for you. Oh!
Something so right, just can't be wrong. Everybody just needs a place where they belong.
Welcome everybody to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, an episode that I never thought would come, an episode where I don't know how to react, an episode where I don't know what to say. But to recap it, the Cavs are the 2016 NBA champions. They beat the Golden State Warriors, the team of 73-9, the team of everybody's beloved Steph Curry and the Splash Brothers, and they beat them coming down from a 3-1 deficit, something no team in NBA history has ever done, and they did it with everybody contributing, and they did it behind the backs of an Akron native, LeBron James. I can't even believe this really happened. I can't. I was watching it with my sister, and we both didn't even think it was a real thing. And I have not even gone to sleep. I can't go to sleep. I just want to stay awake and feel the way I felt when they won for the rest of my life. I'm so optimistic about so many different things, and it's crazy because they say sports is just a stupid distraction, and it is, but I am just... This is the greatest thing that has happened in the city of Cleveland that I can remember. And I never thought that I was going to see a championship, and I did. And it was my favorite team of all three teams. I love them all, but my favorite, absolute favorite, is always the Cavs. Basketball is my favorite sport. And I never, ever truly believed it would happen. And the best part is, as an amazing legend in his own right, who called it on sports radio this week, Ric Flair, woo, said, to be the man, you gotta beat the man.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man.
And the Cavs not only beat the man, they beat his ass. And now they are the rightful heirs to 2016 NBA championship and the Larry O'Brien trophy. And I can't wait. I'm going down to Cleveland. I will be there for the parade. I am coming home and I will not miss it for anything in the world. And I'm just speechless right now. And there's going to be a podcast later this week where we talk more in depth about what just happened. But for right now, I just want to say to everybody that's listening from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for listening and thank you for sharing in the experience of being a Cavs fan, of being a Cleveland sports fan with me, because this is awesome. I love it. today's my birthday, and this is basically the best birthday present I could ever ask for. It was funny, I told my wife that if they lost, I didn't think it would ruin my birthday. I'd be able to be distracted, but I'd be pretty down about it. But if I'm being honest with myself, after game two, I thought it was over, and it had ruined my night, and I just assumed the Cavs were done. And then last week, I made it home to go to the watch party, and they choked away game four. So that was game two and game four that they blew. And I thought, there's no way this team is going to be able to beat Golden State three games in a row. And then game five happened, which you can hear my commentary for on the last episode. And they won, and they won big. And that started just that little flicker of hope again. And then game six happened, and they won. They were at home, and they took advantage of that crowd, and they took advantage of the fact that that was the last game at the Q in front of Cleveland fans for this season. And then game seven happened, and it was tied with 2 minutes left. And Kyrie Irving, the fruit of the Cavs' ineptitude after LeBron James left, hits the biggest shot in Cavs franchise history, a dagger over Steph Curry, and that was basically it. Kevin Love played great defense. LeBron was able to get fouled and go to the line, and the Cavs won. And I'm still in shock, and I can't believe it, but they did it. Cleveland has a champion. The Cavaliers have won the NBA title. I'm not going to bore you, and I have a lot of voicemails, so I'm going to go to the first one. This voicemail is from a guy who calls all the time. He's a regular. I'll just hit his music.
And now, a call from...
Damon the Dog Walker!
To all the listeners and followers of the Chris Clem Cavscast, and to all the Cavs fans out there, we did it. I am embarrassed by my own reaction tonight. I'm stunned, shocked, into an immense calm. Kind of the way I saw the first, I can't even talk. It's kind of like the first time I saw Star Wars 7. The first time. The adrenaline was just rushing so much, I don't even know how to process how I'm feeling right now. I don't know how to process this. It's at a loss for words. I ran out into the street and I screamed at the top of my lungs. And then I came back inside and I kissed my wife and I hugged my friends and I held my son and I just sat there and I thought about everything. And this was it. We did it. The curse, the drought, it's all over. The narrative, the misery, the badge of honor that we wore for so long, we don't need it anymore. We don't need to be proud of our miserable sports history anymore. We can be proud of not being miserable. We can be proud of being the fucking champions of the fucking NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers. Tomorrow, I'm sure this is all going to hit me like a ton of bricks. This game felt like it was 5 minutes long. And I don't know if I'll ever go to sleep. But tomorrow, this will all settle in and I will completely break down. And on Father's Day, my father passed away when I was 13 years old, and I've wanted to be a father ever since, and I am now. And on Father's Day, all I wanted was this. And I love you, Chris Clem, and I love the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I love all of our fans. I love everybody right now, and I can't believe what we're going through. We did it. And oh yeah, all in, defend the land, and long live motherfucking Delhi!
Thank you, Damon, and thank you for being a part of this. And I'm just glad that all you guys and me were able to experience this as a fans. And this is the best part about being a fan, is this shared experience and the energy that I could feel all the way here in Chicago and from my family and from my friends and the people I've talked to on the phone already. I can just feel it, okay? And it is flowing from you to me. Just like Dusty Rhodes said, put your hands on the TV, daddy, and give me that energy that I'm giving to you, daddy. I felt it. You felt it. We all felt it. The tides of change. Cleveland is the city. And this next voicemail, hit it.
Hello, Christopher Clem and the C4 podcast. First time caller, long time listener, been listening since episode 1. And it feels so good right now to not only be a Cleveland fan, a Cavs fan from Northeastern Ohio. We finally get to see the curse being broken. The Cleveland Cavaliers are the 2016 NBA champions. What more can I say? I loved watching what I could of basketball. I'm more of a football guy, but when the NFL season was over, I switched into NBA bit by bit. The playoffs have been great. This show has been great. And we're here, finally. Thank you, Chris Clem, for getting me back into basketball, for bringing me back. It wasn't LeBron. It was this show. And now I am just so excited, and it's hard for me to fall asleep right now because we finally did it. Thank you, Chris Clem. Thank you, C4 Podcast. Thank you, Cleveland Cavaliers. Thank you, Kevin Love, for wearing the Austin 316 shirt. Thank you, everyone. This is amazing. Praise be to Mozgov. Long live Delhi. Con man. And hail King James. I don't give a damn. This is awesome.
Thank you, Justin. I really appreciate that. This is it. I'm literally speechless for the first time in my life. I can't even articulate the way that I feel right now. And it is the next day and I haven't slept and I just don't want to sleep. I just want my brain to be fried forever with joy and happiness. Is this what happens when you're happy? Have I not known? I've been happy in my personal life, but is this what happens when you feel good about the things that you can't control? Is that what it means? Because I can't control sports. It's just a fun distraction. I can't control any of that. But maybe this means I don't have to worry about all those things I can't control. Am I wrong? I could just focus on the things I actually have control of, like my personal relationships and my work ethic and things like that. I don't know. See, it's bringing forth all these philosophical questions that I don't have an answer for. And I love it. All right. This next one.
Behind enemy lines with Stan the Man in the Bay Area.
The whistle's got woo!
It's Stan the Man from the Bay Area reporting live from behind enemy lines. The Cavs did it. They pulled off the greatest comeback in the history of all sports. LeBron James, the Lion, versus Curry and his Jackals, showed what true greatness really is. LeBron James, MVP, the Cavs in 7. Champions. Is a man, we now have the greatest comeback in Cleveland sports history. Let's go, Cavs. And now, for the 2016-2017 season, we are the defending champions. Back-to-back and many more. Much love and a shout-out to all the Cavs fans from the Bay Area, all the way back to Akron, to Cleveland, to Youngstown, to Canton, to Toledo, to Elyria, Lorain, all over Northeast Ohio. I have one more thing to add. When we're celebrating, I want to remind all the Cavs fans and Cleveland sports fans what this win really means. I cried tonight like many of you did. As a kid, I watched my dad watch the drive, the fumble, Michael Jordan's shot, the Indians, Jose Mesa, last year with the injuries, and now we won. This is amazing, and I'm proud to say that I had tears of joy and just relief, and it feels good to have Cleveland in Northeast Ohio get that championship. All right, all in, 216. Let's go, Cavs.
Stan, thank you so much for giving us the inside scoop from what it's like in the Bay Area, where the Cavs have vanquished the Golden State Warriors, and they will not see them again until maybe next year. But that's okay, because the Cavs are the champions, and there's going to be a parade in downtown Cleveland on Wednesday. He is the guy with sardonic wit and hair that's fly.
Hoffman!
An email from John Hoffner, baby.
You've got mail.
This email from John Hoffner is titled, "Ah! Cavs, 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 Cavs. We did it. That was so unbelievable. What a game, man. LeBron and Kyrie are flat out superheroes. I couldn't love this team more, and now I can't wait for the Indians to play in the World Series. I also believe these Cavs will only be better next year. Happy birthday, Chris. Go Cavs. Death to tyrants. Long live Cleveland." Yes. I feel like Daniel Bryan right now. Yes, 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 yes. I'm jacked up. I'm pumped up. And I have some audio clips. Here's my brother was at downtown Cleveland yesterday. He went to a watch party hanging out. And here's some audio that he recorded exclusively for this show, the C4 Podcast, just so you could get a feel of what it was like. I just got to say, I'm incredibly happy I was alive to see it. I'm even more happy today is my birthday. It's going to be the best birthday ever. And I'm pumped. You know, this is for all the teams that the Cavs had, all the terrible teams throughout the years. This is for Wesley Person. This would be for Lamont Murray, but he was kind of a dick to me when I was the only person that showed up at his autograph signing. So sorry, pal. But it's for the true heroes like Zydrunas Ilgauskas and Mark Price and Brad Doherty, even though he hates the Cavs now. And Hot Rod Williams up in heaven, getting that big Miami Heat contract from the sky. And all the legends. For Austin Carr, who cried when the Cavs won the draft lottery in 2003. He didn't cry when they got him in the draft. He cried just when they won the pick. He is Mr. Cavalier through and through. You could see the joy in him on the post game afterwards. And you know, this is for everybody who was a part of this game tonight. Everybody had their role to play. Kevin Love was not very good in the finals, but tonight he was absolutely huge. J.R. Smith was horrible in the finals last season. He was huge tonight, and he's been huge multiple points throughout this series. Kyrie Irving is a scoring machine. LeBron James, perhaps the most dominant performance in a playoff series in the history of basketball. I will never forget this night. I will never forget this team, and I will never forget the way I'm feeling. And hopefully this won't be like it was for me, where I have to hear from my grandpa about how great it was to be at the Browns championship in 1964, because I feel like this is a new era. The tides have changed, and my kids and their kids and your kids and everybody, if they're still alive, because the earth has not become inhospitable from global warming or some other sort of extinction level event. I can't believe I'm bringing this up right now. I'm so happy, but I'm just still, my brain is firing at a million. I just hope this is the beginning of a new age. You know, even though it's going to be the inauguration of a guy who is a joke personally, yeah, I'm going to get political, and a joke is a representation of our country, and Donald Trump getting the Republican National Convention is amazing for the city. And this is just first step. Then the Cavs are going to win, and then they did win. And then you have the Republican National Convention, and then the Indians are going to win the World Series. And just like my friend Damon Kamen said, this is the year of Cledemption, C-L-E-demption, and it's happening. And I love it, and I'm so joyful, and I can't wait. And there's going to be so many more podcasts, because I probably am going to talk about this subject for the next 2 months. I'm not going anywhere. And I got to say, a year ago when I decided I really wanted to start doing a podcast again, and I wanted to talk about how excited I was about this Cavs team, I never really thought it would turn out good, because I had my whole life showing me that things don't turn out good for Cleveland teams. And even though that's just sports, and even though it's just a fun thing that we all have, it really unites a community. And it's really something you can talk about with everybody that you know, and you're just like, wow, this is really great. We have something to cheer for. And that sense of community can lead to other things, and it can lead to more positive altogether. In a way, I feel like it's like the end of Ghostbusters 2, where the slime is what you make out of it. And the slime that's been running through Cleveland and running through Northeast Ohio has been toxic and negative for so long. And yeah, this win really doesn't change anything, but if it starts that positive spark, who knows where that could go? This could really be something. And there's already world-class music and comedy and art and food in Cleveland and Northeast Ohio. And maybe the city just needs a little spark of positivity, and I think the Cavs have given it to us. And I, for one, am thankful. This is probably my favorite sports team of all time, overcoming the 2007 Cleveland Indians and the 17-65 2003 Cleveland Cavaliers, just because I'm a huge Zydrunas Ilgauskas honk. This is amazing, and I am so happy to be a fan, and I'm so happy to be doing this podcast, and I'm so happy that enough of you listen that I'm still excited to do it. Thank you for giving me a connection to the city that I love, that I left. Go Cavs, and have a good night, everybody. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Cleveland! This is for you! Oh! Hey.
First time for the wine and gold. First time championship. First time for the wine and gold. First time championship.
Well, Delonte West, he's really tough. Takes it to the hoop when a shot don't drop. Steals the ball right in your face. Delonte West, he comes to play.
First time in history for the wine and gold. First time championship.
Wally Zerbiak fights for the ball. Every night he gives his all. A lot of people say that the boy's insane, but he knocks him down from 3-point range.
First time for the wine and gold. First time championship.
Big Ben, that's Wallace to you. A lot of times he doesn't get his due. They say Shaquille, Yao, or Dwight Howard. But in Cleveland town, he's the only one.
First time for the wine and gold. First time championship.
No one said it would be easy when Sasha and Andy held out our hearts to heaven. We had the favorite season trade. The Wizards' day was haunting. The injury bug bit often, but we'll all be witnesses this time.
First time in history
for the wine and gold. First time championship.
Nothing can stop Big Z. You can't match up with Big Z. No one can stop Big Z. They can't match up with Big Z.
Sojourner Sogowskis
is a mystery. Coming from the land of the Baltic Sea. Long arms and 1,000 moves. Better look out cause he's in the groove.
First time for the wine and gold. First time championship.
LeBron James. LeBron James. LBJ, what can you say about
him?
Every night he plays to win. So you can give Kobe the MVP, but the championship I'll take home with me.
First time for the wine and gold. First time championship. First time for the wine and gold. First time championship.
Rise up.